Blog Talk Radio. I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before that can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Tonight, Nicole, my co-host, is beautiful. She's a young woman. She's a writer, and she's an entrepreneur. Maybe popping in and out, she's kind of busy with her wife, Lisa. And she just messaged me and said she will try to get onto the show if she can. So let's hope that she's having a good time with Lisa, and then I can man the ship by myself. We'll pray that we get a lot of angels and spirit guides to watch over the show tonight, and that we don't have any Blog Talk Radio glitches. Now, if you want to talk to me, you're going to have to press 1. And I know Pat wanted to call in last week, and she wasn't able to get through, and then she wasn't going to be able to call in today because I think something about her grandchildren, but it looks like she's here. So I'm going to go right to Pat, the last 4 digits of your phone number, 9658. Hi, Pat. You're live and on the air.
Hi there. How are you today?
Good. I saw your number. I'm like, oh, so she was able to call in. Okay. I was hoping you could.
Yes.
How is everything going your way?
They are playing, they're having family game night with Aunt Kelly.
Oh, well, we love Aunt Kelly. So thank Aunt Kelly for occupying them. And
they're not young. They're 21 and 18.
Well, still, that's young. And it's fun to have game night. I think that's really important during COVID that we try to do things together that are fun, whether it's games or doing a puzzle or going for a walk, because it helps people feel a little more connected and not so isolated. Now, you said you got some a dove yesterday, right? In your
We've been having doves for the last week. And it's generally one dove, and sometimes it's been two doves at the same time.
Wow. Now, as I explained to you when you got a reading, in order for people that have crossed over to bring either a cardinal or a dove or a butterfly our way, they have to be visiting on Earth. That means they're down here with their energy body. They can't move a bird when they're up in spirit. They need their energy body. And they could have chased that dove from 3 blocks away, a mile away. It's kind of like running a marathon. So if we don't see their doves and their cardinals and pay attention, they tend to stop doing it because it's a lot of work. Now, your son who crossed over, he has fun with the birds, okay? And, those are his children at your house. That's who's there, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because he's thrilled to death that you called in tonight while his kids were there, okay? Like, he's so happy that they're in your house. He gets a kick out of, watching them there. Are you guys playing any music, by the way? Because he would like to hear some music playing.
The kids play music a lot.
Wow. Wow. And he loves when they're playing the music. And, of course, he got a little sad for a moment because he would have loved to be at your house, loved to be there. And, if he could be there now, it would give him so much happiness. He's sad because he wants to still be here. And, of course, he's adjusting to the other side as much as he can, but he wants you to know he's in the house with you guys, that he's there. Are you starting to sense him more since your last reading? Because he's trying to let you know he's around constantly.
Not really, but I still talk to him every morning.
Okay, you got to talk to him. And he was cracking up yesterday when I was reading the newspaper because, he loves Billy Joel. And
Yep.
Billy Joel did something very funny on Long Island the other day. He was riding his motorcycle in Huntington, and there was a piano out on the street, and Billy Joel stopped, you know, dead in his tracks, and started playing the piano and singing and filming and saying, "This is a perfectly good piano. It needs tuning, but everything else is great about it. This shouldn't be out in the street. This should be donated," you know. And when I was reading the article, your son came through to laugh. You know, it gave him a little laughter. And then he said you were going to talk to me today. And then when you said today you couldn't, I'm like, boy, he told me that she was going to talk to me today. That's weird. You know, so I guess he knew something you didn't know. You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
And, you know, he really misses, you know, both of his children. He's feeling really good about his son, better about his son, that, he feels like he's starting to come around, and it's really nice that you guys are all together. Are you seeing his son be a little happier? Because I think some of the depression he was in is lifting, according to your son.
I think he's getting better, and plus more things concerning college are coming around because of with the COVID. He did get his information about his dorm assignment, things like that. Stuff like that is all starting to fall into place. So I think he's more happy that he won't be having to stay home. He will be going to the campus and staying there. It won't be remote at this point. So I think that's making him feel a little bit better also. And just feeling that he will have the college experience.
And that's so wonderful. And just he keeps saying you were the best mom ever, okay? Like, he said it like four times, you're the best mom. And, you know, thank you for being a great grandmother, such a wonderful grandmother to his children. He misses Kelly a lot. And, you know, he said, say hello to Kelly for him. And he's missing your husband, too. And, you know, he's always stating what great family he had. And, you know, the weather is summer. It's nice weather. He wishes he were here just to be sit outside with you guys or keep you company. He's not hard to please. So when he's in your house, he might just be sitting in the yard. He's not hard to please. So go, if you sit outside, you're going to sense him there. If you're playing some music, he's around. You know, he's said you're saving him some things. You're all in one place today that he would want to visit, you know, between you and his kids. So he's so glad they're there visiting. And it was so funny because when you said they were there, he was like, I don't understand why that would stop her from calling you. And getting on this radio show. Do you tell your grandchildren that you look for signs from him?
No, I don't. I try to let them talk about stuff. I try not to bring it up because I don't want to upset them in any way.
Okay, again, and your son really likes when you talk about him. You know, he just said, just talk about me sometimes. You know, it keeps me alive. And he's sorry that he's caused all this pain. This is not something he would want to do. I mean, this is...
He didn't cause it.
Okay, thank you. Because he loves that you said that, because it helps him to rest in peace more to know that you understand that if he could be here, he'd be here. And he wants to see you in the dream plane. Have you done that yet? Have you been seeing him in your dreams yet?
No. Not yet.
All right, we're going to work on that. Just before you go to sleep, say you're ready to see him so that your soul can leave your body and go to the mutual plane where he is. And he'd just like to give you a hug and let you know he's okay. They're busy up there in spirit watching over us. They try to blow the COVID away from us. They're trying to keep us safe. And, you know, I would want him watching over me. He's very competent. Okay, he's very competent watching over.
Yes,
and,
he is.
He's always was like that on Earth. He's getting a kick out of them playing the board game and having game and playing having fun. He loves this. And,
yeah.
you know, they really need this family time where it's calm and happy.
Yep.
And, you know, how long are they staying with you?
They're going to be here till Tuesday, I think.
Nice. That's great. So your son's going to be, you know, he has 100 hours a month he could stay down on Earth. He seems to have reserved most of his 100 hours a month until now, until Tuesday. So I don't think he's going back in spirit until, you know, Tuesday. He's going to be down here on Earth having a very good time. He likes the outdoors, so try to get outdoors. Do you guys ever go by the water or anything?
We live on the water, but it's been so hot, you just don't want, you don't, it's not enjoyable to be outside.
Okay. Well,
right now,
when it cools off, you'll go out a little bit and,
oh, yeah.
You know, you'll go out and, he just sit by the window even and look at the water because he's,
oh, I always
loves,
do all the time.
He loves it there. Then you'll feel him with you. Again, it takes a little while, and my clients that have gotten readings over the years start to get more open to readings and more open to getting their own messages from the other side.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, keep looking for them. And,
yep.
You know, he's going to give you clear signs he's in the house, but he can't do anything that, you know, violates what they're allowed to do. So he can't manifest.
Right.
He can't really move things while you're looking. But, you know, he'll have fun with it. He does try to follow the rules because, you know, no one wants to be told you can't come back to Earth to visit. But,
right.
You know, just mostly get an inner knowing that he's there. And you know that he really wanted you to call tonight because he wanted you to know that he's going to be in the house now until the kids leave, like nonstop. So that's cracking me up. And, you
that
know,
was the
if
kids
you need,
just waving to me.
They're waving to you. Oh, that's so sweet.
They were,
oh,
just went by.
Uh-huh. And, you know, he's so thrilled to death by all of this. He's very, you know, for the most part, as peaceful as he can be. You know, he wants to be with his kids. You know, he wants to be
yep.
with his family. But he is with the kids. He does watch over them. He just hopes that you will more and more feel it. And it's funny because Andrew's listening, and Andrew knows Kelly and you. And he wanted me to thank Andrew, since Andrew's listening to the radio show. Thank you for introducing us to each other. Your son is very polite. Did he always thank people because he wanted to make sure he thanked Andrew?
Oh, yeah. No, he always, even with his kids, he always made sure they used their manners and everything. He was always that way.
And that's how he is from the other side. And he just gets a kick out of this that, you know, he gets to talk to you. And, you know, he would hope that maybe tonight, as it cools off a little bit, I don't know if you get bugs out there, but he would really like you to just go out there for a bit. He might give you a sign out there. So he probably has something in mind. So, you know, so he's like, get them out there a little bit tonight. So I'm curious what his sign will be, but he likes to use the nature signs, you know, and he has a lot of fun with that. If you have any questions, you could ask him anything. You know, he's just happy. That I have to tell you, he's very happy that you're all together.
That's all I want him to be.
Oh, he's so happy. I mean, you've made his day. You know, the kids are getting older and bigger. It's going to be harder as people get, you know, to everybody get together to coordinate everybody's schedule. And, you know, he just loves that you guys are doing it. And especially now during this particular time, again, spirits are a lot calmer than they were March, April. During the
yep.
beginning of COVID, they were quite frantic. It was almost impossibly hard for me to talk to them. You know, they were just trying to say, make sure everybody tries to comply and do what they need to do. So you weren't the first round to catch this, because now at least they know a little more about it than they did in the past. So they're all calmer now. So I like talking to the dead again. For a while there, it was getting to almost too much for me, until I actually had to tell them, you know, you guys got to chill out a little bit because you're not helping any. If you're that nervous, you're making me more nervous. But now they seem to have calmed down, and they feel like, okay, you know, it's a little more, we're a little more under control. If we do what we're supposed to do, you know, they feel pretty hopeful. And
the kids and Aunt Kelly are out taking Cole for a walk right now.
Oh, isn't it funny? Because he wanted them outside. So it's cracking me up that they went out. He was like, they have to go outside.
Yep. They're outside.
Wow.
They're walking with Aunt Kelly with the dog.
Oh, that's his doing now. Remember, he wanted them outside. So you just got an example of what's called ghosting someone's mind. They were playing the game, and they were perfectly happy. Now, all of a sudden, they're outside. Well, he put a thought in each of their head, go outside. So he's just trying to show you that you always don't know that you're hearing him or that people are hearing him. But that was a perfect example of how he got them to go outside. It's funny how strong they all decided to just do it. So maybe they're going to see a butterfly or a dragonfly. He might bring, a cardinal, but there'll be something, a sign they'll see outside.
And Aunt Kelly, go ahead.
He gets a kick out of the fact that I was able to deliver the message. Yes, he got through to them.
Wow. And Aunt Kelly and Uncle Terrence are probably going to be going up to New York because Terrence is probably going to have a death in the family.
Oh, boy. So, when you said that, it looks, this is the hard part about life, and, he started to cry, your son, because, it's almost like nobody needs any more death right now, but, he promises that when they're in New York, he'll be watching over Kelly as well and Terrence. He likes Terrence very much. We have to learn how to communicate the other side of life is just going to be so difficult. Get through everything. Give a big hug to to Kelly, and when you hug the kids, you don't have to tell them it's coming from their father, but he would love to give them a hug. So if you would hug them, for him, he will be there and experience that.
See, right now, even with us just being around us, everybody is not hugging. We're doing elbows.
We're not doing
hugs and kisses. So we're doing elbows because
do a virtual hug for him.
Mm-hmm.
A virtual hug for him.
Because, everybody's still being safe.
Oh, yeah. The elbows, the butts, whatever.
Yeah.
But he still says give them a hug, and he means a virtual hug from him. And it's so difficult, not even people being able to hug. It's really, really, really difficult.
Exactly. And his son is always one that likes to give a hug and a kiss before he leaves.
Aww.
Virtual
hug. I know. Well, good luck to you. I'm going to try to get a few callers in tonight. And
keep
me posted.
Thank
I love
you
your emails
much.
When you let me know the signs, because your son gets a kick out of it and claps his hands, we want to make him happy too.
Yes.
Well, good luck to you. Enjoy your
stay
family.
Very safe. And take care of yourself and your family.
Thank you so much for your time. You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Oh, yeah, everybody knows I comply. I do the social distancing. I wear my mask. I wash my hands. And I pray. Okay, I want to go over to Kimmy, 6928. Hello, you're live and on the air.
Hi, Cindy, how are you?
Good, Kimmy. So you've called in before, just so our listeners know, and you wanted something about relationships tonight, right?
Yes, I do.
Good. Okay. So I know in the past you've called in and you had relationships and some of them didn't work out. Are we talking about a new guy, one of the old guys, or who is this relationship with now?
Well, I just wanted to know what you foresee, any new love relate, like something serious, significant coming into my life.
Okay, so you're not in a relationship currently right now.
No, there is someone that I would like one to be, but he lives a bit of a distance away, and I'm not quite sure his intentions because of that, but...
No, I see with him, he's got some commitment issues, and, you know, he could hide behind the distance about it, but there is someone else showing up here. You know, I wouldn't totally rule out that guy yet, but I did get a soulmate card that you haven't met this person yet. Okay, it's facing toward the future, but this is a serious relationship because the alignment of cards is really interesting. It's across from the soulmate is the hangman card, which is this will change your whole life. That a serious relationship changes your whole life. You know, you live with the person. It, you know, changes a lot that you're going to be doing. I got the husband card, so this is like a really committed relationship. I also got your children need to see a better version of love than what they've seen, and that they will like him as well. And
awesome.
It's coming like it's not tomorrow. It's a little ways off, but not very long. I know we're in COVID, so it's kind of hard to meet people, but it's not entirely impossible. So, you know, just go about your life. Are you working now or not working during this whole thing?
Yes. I work. So I work.
So
for a doctor.
Good. So you haven't been affected that way. You're going to work all the time. Good. And do you let people know you're looking for a relationship? People that you know?
I mean, the people that I know that
yeah.
I am, and then I'm also online, and
okay.
I'm also, you know, I mean, I take care of an infant, 7 months, and a 2-year-old. So my guard is always up, regardless of COVID. It's not just because of COVID. You know, so between just chatting online and just my friends and stuff, and then this one guy that I met online, but we never met up until like a month ago, because of the distance, and then the COVID came pretty much right after. So it's, yeah, I'm out there.
Okay, and, you know, you don't want to be with a guy that's going to, the relationship's going to move so slow. You know, and
agreed.
This guy looks more like, if, you know, the hangman card indicates you meet him and it happens very quickly and moves forward quickly. So that's more what you're looking for than something that, you know, goes back and forth for months and where is it going and is it going anywhere. Online tends to have a little bit better men than usual and women because a lot of people that have never been on the site are going on there because there's no way else to meet people. So I would continue with that. But, you know, with the guy, how many hours away is he from you?
About an hour and a half.
Okay, that's not impossible.
But he travels. He's a business owner, so he travels to come to my city to actually use our airport. So, and then he's just like, you know, because he's boss, that he has a lot more free time than... You know, he has Fridays off, so do I. So, I don't know.
Right. I mean, you know, see if this can move forward a little bit because you have an unusual alignment of cards because, you know, he's showing up as a potential, but this other guy's like much faster to move forward. So if this guy farts around too long, you know, they may bring in this other man, and that would be sad because, you know, it looks like there's a strong connection between the two of you. There too, you know. You just want to move it a little faster, you know, if you can. Or
yeah, no,
you know,
I agree. That's why I was like, let me call and just see what she has to say.
I mean, there's
so
a connection. You know, I mean, it's not that there's not a connection. We have more than one soulmate. Sometimes God brings them, but you know, it looks to me like, you know, this is, you know, he's a little scared, you know, to move it. So, you know,
yeah, he doesn't. Like, we don't talk like it's going to move forward, but when we do, it seems like it would. I mean, do you see him calling anytime soon?
It looks like he'll try to call. You'll see him, but you know, when he's the kind of guy that, you know, might be weeks between things. You know, so I don't know if that's your style. I don't think it is. You know,
it's not.
You know, so again, you know, see where it goes. Take it one day at a time, but I wouldn't stop looking. You know, until this guy more, you know, lets you know what you guys are to each other. You know,
sure.
Otherwise,
what does the other guy look like? He's coming in the picture.
Well, it looks sooner than later. He's a very hardworking guy. He's maybe a tad bit younger than you, but not too much. He makes good money. You know, the one that's showing up is looking for serious commitment and relationship. So again, if it's up to you to keep looking, I don't think it's going to take you forever to find him. But you know, the way this other relationship is starting, it's almost like that guy's calling all the shots, you know, and
yeah.
You know, have you told him what you're looking for and what you want?
Yeah, we've dated, we went out on one date and we both agreed that that's what we were looking for. And that's what he actually said on his profile as well. And he said that, distance isn't a big deal. But I don't know. I feel like it is, unless he just ran into, like, I know he's opening up this new business. He's in medical like supplies. Like he's got like the COVID test coming out, and I know he's super busy. And
right,
but I still feel like there's always takes 2 seconds to say hey, you know.
Right, exactly. And again, that's a 21st century thing where people say they're too busy because they're working. But, you know,
yeah, he doesn't actually say
I work a lot of hours. It doesn't give me an excuse not to contact people or talk to them.
Right.
I mean, it's fine.
Hey, exactly.
So, you know what I mean?
And I'm not gonna,
so when people say that,
I'm
not buying it anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you know, people have time for what's important to them. So if you're important to him, he has time for you each day or, you know, every other day and, you know, feeling like we have time to talk. I mean, especially during COVID, like you can FaceTime with people. You get a virtual dates in between, you know, and so it just looks to me like this may go nowhere for like months and months. And you know, again, I wouldn't stop seeing him, but I wouldn't give up on looking for somebody else at the same time.
Right. No. And I'm not. But I just wait. But do you see a possibly picking up in the future? Maybe when things
again, you know, I'm not even giving people that anymore. What's been channeled to me from the other side is if people want you, they come forward right away. If they don't,
I agree. Well said.
And I, you know, you've known me a long time. And so as Nicole, and I know Nicole keeps coming in and out, but I used to be more patient with this stuff. But, you know, one of our women that was calling in recently, the guy, you know, who wanted to take it slow, and then his father was sick, and then, you know, then he came back, and they wanted to take it slow, and you know, he ran away again. I mean, this is ridiculous. If someone wants a relationship, just come forward with it. Don't jerk people around forever, because it's just not a good sign. Like when you want somebody and you like somebody, you want to make sure you don't leave them out on the open market so long so someone else comes and scoops them up.
Right.
So,
that's what I was thinking.
You're a good catch.
Hello.
You're a good catch.
You're so sweet.
And he's leaving you out on the open market. So someone who's doing that, commitment phobia is. Yep. And commitment phobia is such a massive epidemic, 10 times bigger than COVID. That if you catch that, I'm just telling people now, don't wait around. People wasted too much time with people, you know, and paid for way too many psychic readings trying to figure out what somebody thinks and feels. I'm like, nope, you don't need to pay psychics to figure out what people want. If they want you, they're going to let it be known and they're going to come forward.
You'll know.
And they're going to like call regularly, FaceTime you, see you, you know, just let you know that you're in their thoughts. And, you know, again, we all work. Everybody's busy. We all work a lot of hours.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we all have to have time for love. And so, you know, I'm not saying the guy doesn't think you're a good catch. He does, but
yeah.
he looks like he's a little scared. And again, you know, these people that are scared, it's about them. It's not about you. We're all scared. Where's your courage?
Mm-hmm.
How about caring for somebody else and not thinking about your own fears all the time? You know,
that's right.
That's the thing about commitment.
So the other guy, it's always about them. Do you think like it's going to be like the end of summer, like September? Like, do you have any kind of time frame?
Well, it's very hard to tell because with COVID, people just have to be patient. Everything is paused and slower than it should be. So it's really hard to call time right now because if they shut the world down, which they may do again, be prepared. That's going to just slow down everything in the cards for everybody. So that's why I'm saying, like, use the time, you know, go online, you know, talk to people, you know, see them in a safe way and, you know, move things forward because COVID may slam everything shut again for 3 months and it'll just slow everything back down. So that's why I said don't stop your online while you're waiting to see what he does. You know,
I honestly have not. I've learned in the past. I just was curious about future, as my, was my first question, which was even before him, but I had to ask just what your curiosity was on him. But it makes sense.
Oh, yeah, and again,
so
and I'm not saying he doesn't care about you. I just don't think this is going to move forward very fast. And,
COVID people
can hide behind COVID and they're working hard and it's cool. You know, it's just another excuse. You know,
right.
I have plenty
of
clients that have met during COVID and they have progressed into relationships, you know, like, and if anything, it should be a wake-up call to people. Do you want to be alone in a foxhole for the next year and a half? Because this isn't going away anytime soon. So wouldn't it be nice to be in a relationship during this particular time and be able to be together and have fun? So, you know.
That's my thought.
That's my thought, too. So call in and let us know.
They're all grown and they're all going in different directions and they're ready for me and I'm, you know, ready as well to move on. And it's just like perfect timing. So, you know,
that's what I'm saying.
But I will not be waiting.
The universe knows it's perfect for you. Call in a few weeks and let us know what happens with him. But if I were you, I wouldn't be so, I would be a little more, you know, where is this going? What's happening? I know you're working hard, but, you know, are you looking for a serious relationship? You know, have a talk. You know, like, don't, it's the elephant in the room why someone's not talking, seeing you, or why they're, you know, stalling. It's best to just address what you want and be a little more in control of this than waiting to see what someone else is going to be doing. And, you know, some people say, well, I'm afraid I'm going to scare him away. He's scared away anyway. You know,
right,
like,
right,
these
exactly.
people are scared anyway. You can't do anything right with these people. You can't do anything wrong. Because they just, you know, they're just scared people. So call in again. I'm going to try to get another caller and let us know what happens. And good luck to you in the love department.
Thank you, love. I appreciate your time tonight. You have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to go over to Pat because Nicole has screened this one because Nicole's popping in and out with her phone. Hi, Pat. How you doing? You're live and on the air.
Hello?
Hi, Pat. So what's happening?
I said I listened to your podcast last night. It was very interesting.
Oh, thank you. Which one did you listen to?
The one about intuition with the two girls that were talking about intuition and, you know,
yes.
your psychic ability.
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting.
Great, because that's why I'm trying to do some more of those because you know, there's always messages even in the podcast for people, and I'm trying to help people hone their psychic ability and their own intuition so they can trust it more. Now, but what Nicole said is you're still in the dentist's office now, but there's a new doctor in there?
This is what happened. I collected unemployment. I really needed to rest. I've been so drained. And supposedly he's got another dentist in to work. Seems to be a nice man, but he comes off very strong and making a lot of changes with things. Well, you know, we have to do compliance and everything. I understand that. But I'm getting the feeling like my doctor now isn't too crazy about him. And I'm just wondering if this guy is going to leave before me because I'm not too happy working with this new guy. He just started and he's like going against everything that my doctor says, and yet my doctor has to pay him. So, you know, like I'm sort of like caught in the middle, and like today was like a first full day back there, trying to get people scheduled and things like that, so my plate is kind of full. So I was just wondering how that's going to work, if this clown is going to stay here or ask to leave.
Well,
or...
he's looking for something else, too. So if he gets something else, he's leaving. You know, but, you know, it doesn't look like he's going to be gone tomorrow, so you're going to have to figure out a way to yes him to death and, you know, continue to work with him as much as you can. You know, I know you're also looking for a new job, too. Are you still trying to find something new?
Well, that's what this is the thing that surprised me, that he was able to find somebody who's willing to work. So I figured, you know, let's see, let's give this a shot and see how it goes. But I also, it's funny, people tell me that I have a little psychic ability. I kind of felt like this man isn't going to stay here too long. And,
no.
You know, for at least for the duration, I could maybe, like, try to help him and my boss. But I don't think I want a lifetime plan there anymore because I've been through a little
bit
of help.
No, I don't see, I see if this guy doesn't work out, your dentist may try to get another person in there. I don't see stability here at all.
That's terrible.
But, you know, you might as well. You're not going to be there forever or he's not going to be there forever. So I wouldn't get upset about the things. You know, let him do it the way he wants to do it or whatever he's doing it and whatever. If the patients don't like him, well, they'll leave. What can I tell you? You know, you don't take it like this is your business because it's not, okay? And you saw how the dentist felt about you and, you know, it's about him. It's not about you. So I would try to not stress out about it. You know, just go do your job, take your money and run at this point. And, you know, he's not a bad person. The dentist it's not showing he's a bad person. You know, he just has his way of doing things. And, you know, I wouldn't want you to get on the bad side of him because it looks to me like he's okay if he likes you, but if he doesn't like you, it's just going to be miserable. So, you know what I'm saying? You want to try to bring out the best in him because if you do that, you'll get through it. If he, for some reason, he senses or feels that you're sabotaging him or you're questioning him, you're going to find yourself very unhappy there.
Well, you see, this is the problem. My doctor wants him to work there 3 days a week, and he's telling me, no, fill the book for one day. I was like, who do you side with here?
First of all, you can't fill the book for one day because there's protocol of cleaning, that you can't possibly shove that many patients in one day. You realize that.
Right. Yeah,
you
sure.
Know? I mean, he's got to understand. He's got to understand that. You know, you know, if he's saying one day, have you talked to the other dentist and tell him what he said?
Yes, I told him this evening, and he said, no. He said, you fill us for at least 2 days, and then about Saturdays, this guy doesn't want to work on Saturdays, and we have a lot of patients who live in Westchester who travel who have to come on Saturdays. So my doctor wants me to just tell him, you know, you got to give me at least 2 Saturdays a month here. Like, I'm caught in the middle, you know what I mean?
Then what you would do is, you know, you just book it. If the guy doesn't show up, that's not your problem, is it? You book him, you show him, and if he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, then the other dentist will have to fire him. You know, you have to follow the one who owns the practice.
That's
okay?
What I thought,
Because he can replace this dentist. There can be another one coming in. So what I would do is just book out the times and tell him, this is what's booked, this is what I've been told to do by my boss. So you can take it up with him, but this is what my boss told me to do. And that's how you state it, okay?
Okay.
I have to follow what my boss tells me.
Just
leave it at that. Let the two of them duke it out. Because he may just not show up on a Saturday or, you know, whatever. And then that'll be the end of him. So, you know, just you have to follow the boss who pays you.
Right.
You know, and don't get caught in the middle because... But I would advise you to start looking for something else still.
Yeah, because I'm getting very stressed here. I know, got to try to distance yourself.
And again, it's not, you have to follow orders. Just say, I have to follow orders, okay? Again,
right.
You can take it up with, you know, you can take it up with him. You know, that's
right.
It. You don't get caught in the middle. It's between them, those two. Your boss tells you what to do, and you do it, and those two duke it out. You know, don't get in the middle of it. And
is
if he doesn't
message?
Like it, well, your mom and dad are just telling you, please find another job. You know, please
any
find another
from
job.
From anybody? You know what it is? I lost so many people. Oh, my family's getting so small, you know, thinking
right,
about
well,
people,
I'm,
you know. I know it happens. Now, recently
I
found out I lost a neighbor. All right, she was 95, but, you know, this woman saw me grow up. But, I mean, in general, any messages from anybody besides mom and dad?
Well, basically, those are the two talking right now, and they really are adamant that, you know, last year you were told to get another job. Please start looking because, you know, if it doesn't work out with the dentist they hire, eventually this could close the whole business. You know, and
well, he still has a lease.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem,
and
the owner won't break it. The owner's being
well,
a horror.
Otherwise,
it's very complicated.
Well, it is complicated, but, you know, you have time to find another job. It looks like, you know, 3 to 6 months you'll be okay there, but try to just keep looking because
mm-hmm.
otherwise you're going to find yourself on unemployment again, you know, and... You know, you want to just do what's best for you. And again, you're being told don't stress out too much about it because it's not all this is not your problems. It's everybody else's problem. Your job is to collect your money. And you just know that your mom just said she goes to work with you and she's about ready to like, you know, smack the dentist there. Like, you know. <she's>, She was ready to smack him in the back of the head, you know, like today. So, you know, just ask your mom and dad to help you there. Just, you know, get through this. But it looks to me like this dentist is kind of cocky. He only wants to work there one day. He probably has other places he wants to be going to or whatever. So, you know, maybe he won't work out and they'll hire somebody else. So... You know, I wouldn't sweat it out at all.
And call
in a few weeks again and let us know what happens here. You've been there a long time. And again, you just say, I have to follow orders. This is what I was told to do. Okay? And that's it. And that's it. Because, you know, the dentist that has the lease there, the one that you've been working for the last 30 years, has to keep that business going a little bit. This other guy doesn't care one way or the other. So if he leaves, you're still there, okay? So don't worry about it. You're not going anywhere. You know, it looks like this dentist has another offer coming or something like that, like a full-time offer. So.
Well, you know what it is? You told me not to stress about it, but, you know, I'm one of those people who's a conscientious worker, and family situation isn't too good, you know that, and love situation is like null and void. So, I mean, I wish I could focus on something else besides this place. That's what it is. You know, I gave it my all, and look where I ended up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's why we want you to start, like, knowing that if you want love and some more friendships and things like that, sometimes getting a new job opens up a whole new world for you. So it's time to open up a whole new world. And
I deserve
so
it.
So you deserve it. And, again, you know, I would just have fun when I'm there now. I would just like you're in a bad movie right now. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, man.
You
got cast in a bad movie, you know? Mm. And, you know, just keep saying things like, well, I have to follow orders.
True.
I have to follow orders. That's all. And, you know, leave it be. But, you know, the thing about the dentist that's working there now, he's a little bit of a bully, and I don't want you to be bullied by him. Do you know what I mean? It's like he's not the boss. He's not the boss.
Mm.
He's not your boss. And keep that in mind. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, call in again and let us know what happens. But
thank you so much.
Good luck to you.
And I'll
we'll
keep listening to the podcast.
Oh, good, because we keep making them. We hope you listen and learn. And if you have it, you know, sometimes if people who are listening, including you, if there's a question or a spiritual thing you want answered or you know, just you can email me and we'll try to address it on some of the podcasts, you know. So.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
You know, because some people want to know, well, how can I do this? How can I do that? And it gives us ideas for what to talk about and, you know, what people want to learn as well.
Well,
and I'm trying to make as many of these as I can, because when I die, I don't want everything I learned to be dead. I want it to be passed on. You know, like all this information from the other side, it should be left here on Earth for people to learn from. So
your
that's
legacy.
Why I figured let's get the legacy out there. And never has it been easier to do these things, you know, in the history of the world. So it's great. Well, good.
Yeah, well, I think
all
of us would like to develop our psychic abilities, you know.
Well, it saves us. It helps us. It keeps us 10 steps ahead of everybody. That's the whole point of it. You know, if you follow your gut, you know what's happening. And that's why I would just say, think of me when you're at work, how your mother wants to smack him in the head, and how I keep telling you you're in a bad movie, and the only line you need to say is, I have to follow orders. You know?
I'll remember that. I'm writing this down.
So, and you'll take your mom and me to work, and you'll be laughing, because you'll know, you know, your mom will be cracking up when you're there.
Unbelievable.
She'll just
be
laughing.
Yes.
Well, good luck to you, and I'm going to try to get another caller. And,
thank you so much.
Nicole,
I appreciate it.
Okay.
I appreciate
Bye.
It. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, I'm going to go to Debbie Tony before I get someone else. Hi, Debbie. How you doing tonight? Debbie, can you hear me? Hello, Debbie. Are you there? Hello?
I'm here.
Hey, can you hear me? Oh, okay, how you doing tonight?
We're doing good. We're hanging in there. How is things by you?
Oh, everything's good. Everything's good. And what's happening at your house?
Well, you know, we're talking a lot about Florida, and we're going in circles. So I guess if you want to talk to me, if anything you'd like to say about Florida, again, we would love to hear it. Mom's on the line. I know she's listening. So.
Well, it looks like you guys are destined for Florida. It may take a little longer than you thought. So, you know, keep looking. But, you know, your father keeps saying, what's the mad rush? Can you just take it easy? You know, I don't see a mad rush here. Like, your dad's like, what, I die and you guys are in a mad rush to leave? Like, he wants you guys to, like, you know, make sure you check out where you're going and it's what's best for everybody. Because, you know, can you tell me why you were in such a mad rush? Because that's what your dad keeps asking.
It's not really me. It's my mom and my mom's brother and my father's brother. And
what are you doing? Are you crumpling something like crackers or something?
I'm not even moving. I'm standing still. I thought actually it was on your end. I don't know what that was. And it wasn't my mother, unless my mother picked up, and we don't know because she's quiet now. No, it's really not me. I thought we would leave in November 2021, and my aunt and uncle are, like, pushing it, and my mother's brother is pushing it. Everybody's kind of pushing to do it now because real estate's up, mortgage rates are down. But, you know, I look at my house. I love my house. I really wanted to rent the bottom. I didn't really want to leave, like, this is all my mother's idea, really, not mine.
Well, again, then, you know, it's up to you to think what's best for you, too. So, you know, just, you know, first of all, you know, I don't know if your mom's still listening, but the first year when you're in mourning for someone is not the best time to make a life-changing decision.
I know.
Okay. You need to mourn. And after, like, a year, figure it out. You know, and because, you know, moving is just a distraction, too. You know, it'll distract you. And, you know, and right now it just looks like give yourself a little bit of a rest and don't rush so much.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, your dad just said, I don't know what the big rush is. So,
excellent.
You know, it doesn't feel like right for you. So don't do it yet, and don't do anything you're not ready to do.
Okay, excellent.
I mean, okay, you know, he needed to hear from me. It's like, why are they rushing? What are they rushing to?
And I don't, when I think about it in my quiet space and I'm in the house, I don't want to leave. But then when we start talking about it and my mother's like, I want to go by spring of next year, I'm like, I don't. And I'm being pushed.
Right.
I almost feel like I'm the one who's being pushed. But it's not like my life. My life, I'm younger. My mother's pushing because she feels like she's older and she wants to do it now. And, well, can't she go down ahead of me and I stay in the house? Why do I
have
to
that's
walk?
Possible. That's possible, and you rent the downstairs, and then, you know, she wants to come up to visit. She can stay with you a little bit, you know, but it seems like maybe don't rush is what your father keeps saying. Don't rush.
Okay, thank you.
I mean,
I'm so glad to know that.
I was surprised to hear that. He was like, what's the rush? You know, he said it three times. I'm like, okay, I'll deliver that message.
Okay, thank you.
Well, call in again. I'm going to try to get one last caller if I can.
Okay, thank you, Cindy. Thank you so much.
Good luck, Debbie.
Yeah, I'll talk to you soon. I'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to go to Chris because I know Nicole had screened. You're left at 0282. Hi, Chris. You're live and on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. And where are you calling from?
Calling from Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Okay. So how are you doing there? Everybody's trying to stay healthy?
I was asking about love and money.
Okay, isn't that what everybody asks about? Love and money. What else is there, right? You actually have the Wheel of Fortune going open or spinning, which is a 5-year period in which anything you want is yours. When is your birthday? Just the month and the day.
12/24.
Okay, because it's going to probably open up a little bit more closer to your birthday, but the Wheel of Fortune is like anything you want to be yours. Love looks like that's coming, and again, we're talking about how we're going to meet people now. Do you do anything to find love?
Say that again.
Do you do anything to find love? You know, do you go out? You know, I know we can't go much, but, you know, do you go online? Okay, good. Because it looks like you're supposed to find love probably before your birthday, kind of before December. And then money looks like it's better in the future, but it's almost learning something new. Are you thinking of learning something a little bit different? Because it looks like if you do, there's much more money involved here.
Okay. So money's,
you know,
coming and love is coming?
Oh, yeah. And you actually don't have negative cards. You know, you're supposed to be really being a positive time in your life. I know everything's a little bit off because of COVID, but it shouldn't affect you too much. When was your last relationship?
I had a long-term relationship. It was 6 years.
Okay. And it's been over how long now?
Oh, wow. It's on and off.
Did you hear that?
It's on and off. Uh-huh.
Right.
What's the rush, Daddy said. What's the rush? He doesn't want us to go.
Wait. You're still on the line, Debbie.
I want something new.
Okay. You want something new? Okay, yeah. And have you tried to end it with her completely, the other one, because
no.
It looks like until you end that, it's, you know, it's kind of keeping you from finding this new love. So
right.
Try to end that one, you know. It doesn't look like she wants to let you go here. But,
never.
it's run its course. You know, relationships work in 5-year cycles. The last
right.
year, it's been on like mercy killing, like somebody's afraid to pull the plug and like
yeah,
let it end.
Fun. I don't want to let her go, and she don't want to let me go, but I want something new. She's just very disagreeable.
I'm trying
to start a new business, looking for my windfall to come in. I was wanting to see that.
Yeah, well, that's what I say. The new business looks very good, and the new love. Again, close the door with the old love, even if she's not ready to close it. Like, you know, move your life forward. But right now, focus on your business, because remember I said it looks like the card showed something new that you were going to be doing and making very good money. So
yes,
focus on that business.
I'll be doing voiceover work and music.
Okay. Well, that looks very good. And, you know, even getting this new job and new career going will help you meet new people. So
okay.
Keep that. And call in again and let us know what happens in the future. Like,
okay,
you know,
I will.
when this love comes, and, you know, I can understand why the woman doesn't want to let go of you, but it's time to end it.
Right.
Well, good luck to you. Thank you for calling into our show.
Yeah, but 6 years.
That was 6 years, yeah. But you know it was over at least a year ago, okay? It's like, it's over.
It's over.
Time to move on. It's over.
Oh goodness. I know she's not going to cheat on me.
She's not going to cheat on you?
I know she's not going to cheat on me.
Well, again, if you're not in a relationship, you know, like, does she know you're not in a relationship anymore? Have you told her?
I mean, I don't know. It's on and off. I'm a little protective, and she's really strong.
I know. But it's really hard. Sometimes the universe is reluctant to bring in a new love until you end that one.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck to you, and thanks for calling into our show. Bye. I'm going to try to get one last caller if I could. Okay, it's 3455. You're live and on the air. Hello, can you hear me?
Tracy Lynn. Yes.
Hi, and this is Cindy, and who is this?
This is Tracy Lynn.
Hi, Tracy Lynn, and how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Okay, so what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to know if the signs that I have been getting lately are what I think they are.
Okay, yes. And you're becoming much more psychic lately. Are you feeling it?
Yeah, it's scaring me.
Scaring you. Well, have you gotten readings before?
Well, yes, from you.
Okay, so you're surprised that it's starting to open up your psychic ability? <You know? laughs> And have you hung around me a lot?
Just a bit.
Okay, so that's why it's opened up, and you really are, it's and you're at the right age for psychic ability to be opened up, too. You know, when people are very, very young, you know, there's a fine line between psychic and psychotic, so... You know, it's better when you get just a little bit older. But, yeah, are they coming in from all sources, different kind of messages in all different ways, or are you finding one way more than others?
I'm finding a lot of signs coming through in music, and then there was a rainbow in the sky when Over the Rainbow started playing.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, it's been powerful over here, and I have been working on my manifesting. I have a huge audition next week, so just wondering if the signs are for career or if the signs are for love.
Okay, it's actually for both, but career, you have tremendous cards on your career here. And you've been very close to nature lately, so that helps open up some of the vortex. And because you're so musical yourself, that would be the avenue that they would try to give you a lot of signs. And it's funny because I got the card with the rainbow too. And, you know, so, you know, what I see here is career very good. You're getting the messages and love too. But it looks like a new love. Are you ready for a new love?
Not yet.
Okay, well, that's why they're not bringing that until, you know, your other one is figured out. But that one doesn't look like it's over yet either. So that looks promising here too. But career looks phenomenal for you. Unbelievable. So, you know, Block Talk is going to knock us off in like 20 seconds. So I just want to tell you, yeah, you're going to really do great on that audition. Really great.
Good. I'm on fire lately.
And, oh, yeah. And, you know, also you have to figure out with your other soulmate what's happening with that. But you have two soulmate cards. So it's either, you know, if this one doesn't pan forward pretty soon, you're going to be granted another soulmate.
Okay.
So you can't lose. And can you do me a favor and let me know how the audition goes, please?
I sure can.
Okay, well, good night, everybody. We have 10 seconds before they shut us down. Okay, so thank you, everybody, for calling in. Good luck, Tracy Lynn. And
thank you,
all our callers. And good night, everybody. And thank you, Nicole, who did try to scream when she wasn't on the air. Bye, everybody. Stay safe.